With the announcement of a ceasefire in Gaza after 2 years of war and devastation, residents of the besieged territory celebrated the end of their nightmare. From Khan Yunis to Gaza City, large crowds waving Palestinian flags filled the streets, chanting songs of victory. Yet amid the joy, there lingered fears that war might return. As Israeli forces withdraw from parts of Gaza, thousands of displaced families began returning to their destroyed homes, pitching tents among the rubble. The Gaza Interior Ministry announced the deployment of police units in evacuated areas to maintain order. Essential infrastructure, including electricity, water, hospitals, and schools, has suffered severe damage, and reconstruction will require massive financial resources. Under the ceasefire terms, 600 trucks carrying food, medicine, fuel, and humanitarian aid are guaranteed daily entry into Gaza. However, landmines, debris, and the threat of Israeli forces have made the delivery and distribution of aid dangerous and unpredictable. The Israeli army warned in a statement that northern areas such as Beit Hanun and Shujaiya, as well as parts of Rafah and Khan Yunis, remain highly dangerous. Meanwhile, search operations for the bodies of martyrs have begun, with 130 recovered from beneath the ruins so far. According to the agreement, Israeli forces will remain in some areas of Gaza until the full implementation of the ceasefire. Despite doubts about its political future and the challenges of reconstruction, Gaza has once again risen from the ashes of war, beginning a new chapter of life with unyielding resolve.